it's Bob Almanac time, and even though we have run out of coffee to give away from Split Rock Coffee, that doesn't mean that they're still not sponsoring the Bob Almanac, because they are. They're making it possible because they are the coffee you can drink all day. Disabled veteran-owned Split Rock Coffee. They're out and about sourcing only the finest beans from around the world. Mm-hmm. If you've got the best bean somewhere in Siberia, in the northern reaches of Russia and the permafrost, if those are some of the finest beans around the world, they'll find them, they'll source them, and they'll bring them here. And by using these beans, Split Rock creates a lower acidity coffee and a perfect balance of flavors. Ask your grocer about Split Rock Coffee. You can also purchase online, splitrockcoffee.com. So today's Bob Almanac, a couple of days left here in 2020. We do have a Bob Almanac salute today.
I want all of you to take a good look at these people on the risers behind me. These people have been here up to 5 years and done absolutely nothing. These people are drug dealers and drug users.
So it's not Morgan Freeman who we are saluting here today. It's the man he played in the movie Lean on Me. Joe Clark, the principal in New Jersey, who was on the cover of Time and then the movie Lean on Me's, passed away. He was 82.
Wow.
He sorted things out in his high school, and Morgan Freeman played him to a T. Lean on Me. He passed away. He was 82. A Bob Almanac salute. And, of course, it was a good reason to get a Morgan Freeman clip in.
Always nice.
As well, as he tells the kids on the risers behind him. I can't remember the movie. Did he tell them they were all going to get a prize or something? He lured them up there somehow. All these deadbeats and the bad students, the ones that have been there for 5 years at least. I can't remember how he got them up to the stage. He must have said they were going to get some award or something.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe free cupcakes.
And then he let them have
and
it.
And then he said, you're all dismissed. We don't need
barrels.
You. We don't need you here anymore. Wednesday, December 30th, 365th day of the year. Again, like we said, 2 days when you include today, right? Tomorrow is New Year's Eve, so basically one full day left to go. 1940, L.A. opened the first freeway. How's that gone? The thing was congested just like that.
Right.
I mean, they opened the thing up and they go, where'd all these cars come from? It was immediately packed. It was the Arroyo Seco Parkway. Some people call it the 110. It's also been known as the Pasadena Freeway. It's been part of Route 66, 1940. And this was before the whole Eisenhower Freeway system. So this was a freeway. They did this on their own. And you know what freeway means, right? Right, Neil? You get on it for free. But you have limited access.
Yes.
There are no intersections. There are no stoplights.
Nope.
You have to get on. You have to merge. And you have to have ramps, clover leaves, and various other things. That's what you do. 1940. 1953, the first color TV sets went on sale, about $1,200 in today's money. That's like $10,000.
Wow.
People are paying $10,000, 2020 money, for 1953 color television sets. I can't remember the day when we didn't have a color.
Yeah.
I've seen pictures when I was very young with what looks to be just a black and white TV on an old rickety TV stand.
Sure.
But I remember us having an RCA console, the wood grain, the whole thing, and that was color. That's first memory of a TV that I have. Of course, we had several 12-inch black and whites around the house.
Sure, still.
That were portable. We could take them with us when we went camping.
Mm.
Took them with the camper with the generator and the whole thing and the TV. I remember when we bought our RV, our motorhome, we were amazed that there was a TV antenna on the top of the thing. Well, that's great. Now you can get them with satellite dishes.
Right.
And the whole deal. Sirius XM.
I'd say we got a color TV in about 67 or so, 66, 67. That's probably 8 or 9.
So here's a big deal for you. James R. Ness made his dramatic TV debut.
Oh, he did.
He made his comedic TV debut in 1953, but in 1954 he made his dramatic TV debut on a show called The Chase. Of course, he wouldn't be on Gunsmoke until later in 55.
Right.
As you know.
Yes.
So that was in 54. In 63, the JFK half dollar authorized, barely a month after his assassination.
Yeah.
Congress authorizes and honors John Fitzgerald Kennedy with a half dollar. They're still in circulation today.
They are.
You just don't run into them that often.
Nope.
They're big. They're like a manhole cover.
Right.
In your pocket. But it's always kind of fun to have. I have those stored somewhere.
I do, too.
Along with some Susan B. Anthony dollars and maybe some Sacagawea dollars as well. 1963. How about also the same day? Now, Congress authorized the JFK half dollar. Did you know it also took Congress authorization and a vote to authorize Let's Make a Deal?
Well. Nice to have you with us, Maggie. Let's make a deal. All right?
All right.
The first deal I'm going to make with you. Have you got a purse with you, Maggie? Good, because I'm going to give you about 10 seconds to produce something out of that purse with your name on it for $5. That's my first deal. Here's the five. Can you produce something with your name on it?
One thousand.
I don't know how we can find anything in those purses, but she found her wallet. Look at it. She got all the money in the house. There you are. That's right.
Seven seconds.
Am I going to call you
Maggie? 7 seconds. She produced something out of her purse. A lot of times it's a thimble. Or a tweezers.
Sure.
That was Monty Hall, the original host. It was
$5.
It was the pilot. That was big for those people back then.
$5.
It was much more subdued, the early years of Let's Make a Deal.
Can you believe?
It got crazy later on, late 60s into the 70s. Yeah. Let's Make a Deal debuted by authorization of Congress, the state, NBC TV.
And now the end is near.
One of the best, if not the best, kind of look back at your life kind of songs. Times of My Life by Paul Anka was very good. That one that Green Day did, something about you had the time of your life. Pretty good, but this one here, and the Elvis version of this song that he did live, and then they released it shortly after he died. Also,
very good.
Amazing.
Yes.
So Frank Sinatra recorded this song for the first time this date. 1968, in 78, 10 years ago. 10 years later, I should say.
Throws it short, it's intercepted. Charlie Bauman, the middle guard, intercepted it. Leister looked into the middle of the short man.
And Woody Hayes was so upset he punched him in the throat.
Ohio State.
He knew not to punch him in the face mask.
Well,
Woody Hayes was no dummy.
No.
So this was the date that Woody Hayes was fired by The Ohio State University. It was the day after he punched Charlie Bauman, the middle guard, as they called him back in the 70s. We'd call him a middle linebacker now, but he was a middle guard, according to Keith Jackson. Keith Jackson doing the call of the Gator Bowl. So that was the state, 1978. That's a sign of a sore loser or somebody who's got some other issues.
Yeah, he had some things happening
he had
there.
Anger management issues. Good thing that didn't become a tradition, that all of a sudden it was allowed. Good thing they punished him, because then it would have been allowed. Just think if every coach could punch the guy that just intercepted a pass from their quarterback.
Right.
There'd be a lot of punching going on.
It would be.
The NFL ratings would be even higher. Mm. 2011 in the news.
The Pacific nation of Samoa has decided it would be better off if it observed a time zone closer to that of Australia and New Zealand. So it's declared it will switch to our side of the international dateline. It's a simple change that makes sense for business, but it's also creating a mind-bending side effect. The country will have to skip a day.
So skip a whole day.
Wow.
That happened this date in 2011. Samoa skipped an entire day, December 30th. December 30th, 2011, never existed in the country of Samoa.
That is crazy.
5 years ago.
Mr. Cosby is charged with aggravated indecent assault. This is a felony of the first degree. Mr. Cosby's attorney has been notified of the charges, and he is expected to be arraigned later this afternoon.
So Bill Cosby was charged. He had been arrested. I think he turned himself in.
Yes.
There was no big Bronco chase or anything Bill Cosby. He eventually turned himself in. Of course, there were like over 60 women that accused him of assaulting them, drugging them, and then assaulting them going all the way back to the 60s. Many of them had already passed the statute of limitations, but there were some that did not fall under that, and those were the ones that were charged. And this was a case that went back to 2004. He is still in prison now. And is scheduled, his first possible release, I think, is next year sometime.
Wow.
2021. What a disgraceful end. I mean, he had it.
He had everything.
He had it all, but obviously it was something he'd been doing for a long time, according to the accusations. So he had a problem.
Yes, he did.
And they didn't catch it, and it was too late. No, you feel for all those victims.
For sure. 60-some women.
Bill Cosby in jail. And was charged as state 5 years ago. We need to do birthdays today, and I already mentioned Split Rock Coffee. You know that it is the coffee that you can drink all day, and it brings you the almanac.
He did it.
Sandy Koufax gets his 10th strikeout, his second consecutive shutout of the Twins, on Monday on a four-hitter, today on a three-hitter.
You know, if he wasn't Jewish and had to skip, I think it was Yom Kippur, right? Wasn't that he couldn't pitch one of the games? Don Drysdale had to pitch game one of that series?
I don't think he pitched any Sundays that whole year.
So, Sandy Koufax, 85. Would it be Sunday or Saturday? Isn't Saturday the Jewish Sabbath? You can look that up.
I could.
But Sandy Koufax, 85 here today.
He was dominant.
He mowed down the Twins in the 65 World Series, and then he had to retire very, very young.
Mm-hmm.
He was the youngest person ever voted into the Baseball Hall of Fame, as you know, Neil, the age of 36. So you know what's so funny about that? I mentioned it before, that last out of the 65 World Series, just how subdued
Ray
the celebration
was.
Yeah. Well, not even Ray Scott. That's Ray Scott on the call, of course. But just how subdued the celebration is. There's no jumping up and down. There's no taking off your shirt. There's no throwing, you know, the bubble gum on people and jumping up and down. And there's no champagne out on the field. They just kind of shook their hands, walked to the dugout. And I'm sure then they broke out the champagne in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
But just a different time.
Union of your spirit here has caused him to remain.
Here's a song you may have heard at a wedding or two. It's Paul Stuckey, whose real first name is Noel, which is kind of funny. He wasn't born on Christmas, but they still named him Noel.
Right.
So Paul Stuckey, Peter, Paul, and Mary. You got your Peter Yarrow, your Paul Stuckey, and your Mary Travers. Thank you, Paul Stuckey, for the music.
Such a good song.
83 today.
Hey, hey, we're the monkeys, and people say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing.
Not one, but two monkey references here today. And too bad it's not Jane Goodall's birthday, because we could have another monkey mention, or somebody from Planet of the Apes movies. If it was a Roddy McDowell's movie, that'd be good. Oh, they're apes, they're not monkeys. There's a difference, Neil.
Yes, there is.
So Michael Nesmith of the Monkees, he was the one who was always wearing the stocking hat.
Yes.
Kind of the tall one. You had Peter Tork and your Mickey Dolans and Davy Jones. So Michael Nesmith, happy birthday, the big 7-8 today. Now, anybody who grew up with Mr. Rogers would be familiar with this lady.
Lady Evelyn and Prince Tuesday, I presume.
Correct as usual, Uncle Friday.
She's Lady Aberlin, Betty Aberlin from Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. She was the niece of King Friday the 13th. Did you know that King Friday on Mr. Rogers was King Friday the 13th?
I did not know that.
Mr. Rogers had a sense of humor. And so Betty Aberlin, 78 today. Didn't you date Lady Elaine?
I would have if I could have.
I know you would have. Yeah. I mean, she had the Revolving Museum, and she was a looker. Because the Night. Patti Smith of the Patti Smith Group. This song co-written by Bruce Springsteen. Because the Night, 74 today. More good music.
When you were gone, I turned into stone.
So Jeff Lynne from the Electric Light Orchestra did some work with the Traveling Wilburys. He's 73 today. I heard him a year or two ago, maybe 3 years now, at XL Energy Center. ELO puts on a good show.
Oh, yeah.
He was really the only one from ELO that was there, but Jeff Lynne was there, and what else do you need, really? A couple of today, former hosts, Meredith Vieira, 67, Matt Lauer, 63. Both of their departures from the Today Show, vastly different.
Yes,
Meredith
I would say
Vieira
so.
Left on her own volition, and Matt Lauer did things that he wasn't supposed to do.
Somewhat
and
disgraced.
Had to be forced out and fired.
Right.
But happy birthday to them today.
Maybe I am blue. Maybe I'm crazy.
Susie Boggess, here's her first top 20. It's a lost ditty called Cross My Eye, Broken
She Heart. Is one of my favorites.
Susie Boggess is 64. Funny lady Tracy Ullman.
I shouldn't really do this because she hates me imitating her. Tracy! Oh, man, I don't talk like that. You know, she goes... She does an impersonation of me. She goes, Hilly, I'm Tracy. I'm from England.
So she's doing an impersonation of Julie Kavner, Rhoda's sister, and of course the voice of Marge Simpson, who got the start Simpsons on the Tracy Ullman show. She is a fabulous comedian. Tracy Ullman, a British comedian, is 61. Tiger Woods, happy birthday today.
Same pain or a different pain?
What's that?
Same pain or different
pain? Well, it's just my glutes are shutting off, and then they don't activate, and then hence, you know, it goes into my lower back. So I tried to activate my glutes as best I could in between, but it just they never stayed activated.
That is so funny. You got to activate your glutes, Neil. Right. How many times have I said that? When you're on the golf course, Neil, things aren't going your way. You're throwing clubs around. You need to break something.
Mm-hmm.
You're just ready to totally give up and never play again. How many times have I told you, activate your glutes? It's all you need to do.
I'm going to keep that written on the palm of my right hand.
Yes, or it should be your mantra.
Yes.
So Tiger Woods is 45. Our rapper of the day is Yellow Wolf. Mm-hmm. Yellow Wolf is 41. And how about this? Both Tiger Woods and LeBron James, two of the greatest in their professions,
yes,
share the same birthday. LeBron's 36.
And this fall, man, this is very tough. And this fall, I'm going to take my talents to South Beach and join the Miami Heat.
I thought he was going to Miami Beach and going to play like beach volleyball or something.
Right. And he probably could have.
He could have and done well. LeBron James.
He's an athlete.
And it was tough for him, I guess, to leave Cleveland, but I'm sure the big money cushioned the blow.
I would think
hundreds of millions of dollars.
He's made some dough.
36 for LeBron.
Gone, but not forgotten. We have quite a list today. This guy gave us Coca-Cola. Asa Griggs Candler was born on this day, 1851. It was basically kind of designed to cure a bad stomach, and it turned
but
into
had drugs in it.
A very popular soft drink.
It had cocaine in it.
Right. Coca-Cola guy, Asa Griggs Candler, 1851. He was the guy who hosted the Miss America pageant for many years, Burt Parks.
Oh, there she is, Miss America.
And then sang the jingle.
That's a heck of a jingle.
It is. And he did it so well for many, many years, Burt Parks, born on this day in 1914. Jack Lord, he was McGarrett on the original TV series, Hawaii Five-O.
You're looking at two eyewitnesses who saw you receive stolen property, but that's only the kickoff. We've got you on manslaughter and murder. Book 'em, Dano.
Rhetoric, Mr. McGarrett.
That is what no criminal wants to hear.
No.
Welcome, Dano.
Your life is pretty much over.
Yeah, at that point, you're going to the big house for a long time. Jack Lord played that character so well, 1920. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, he's Bo Diddley.
Who do you love? Who do you love?
Can't even answer.
And unlike
and I don't mind.
Unlike Bo Jackson, Bo Diddley knows Diddley.
Yes, he does. 1928 for the Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, country singer Skeeter Davis.
Skeeter's a good name. That's a male or female name.
Yes,
I've known female Skeeters and male Skeeters, too. So we need more Skeeters.
That's right. Skeeter Davis, born on this day, 1931. Another Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the great Del Shannon.
I'm a-walking in the rain. Tears are falling and I feel a pain. I wish you were here by me to end this misery. And I wonder.
That's his song, Runaway. 1934, love Gary Allen's version of that song, too. Del Shannon right there. And one more, he was the lead singer for the Monkees, Davy Jones.
Thank you, girl, for making the morning brighter, girl, for making the night
Dinosaur.
So that's the song that he sang on the Brady Bunch. Remember when he came on the Brady Bunch and Marsha said that she knew Davy Jones, and Davy Jones is like going to come to the prom and perform and all this stuff. And then she begs him to come. She sneaks into the control room. He's singing this song and singing it about Marsha.
Marsha, Marsha, Marsha.
What's Jan thinking about that? How jealous is she?
No doubt.
I'm surprised she didn't lose it.
Davy Jones.
She almost, Jan should have taken the family station wagon and drove it right through those double doors, those double French doors in the front of the Brady house after this this one.
I don't think anybody would have blamed her.
Davy Jones.
Right.
I mean, they offered Lobo up to Jan. She wouldn't take Lobo, though.
Well, I don't hardly blame her. Davy Jones, born on this day, 1945. And they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Brought to you by Split Rock Coffee. Coffee you can drink all day. Would you like to start a Bobathon? This is the end of the Bob Morning Show right now. Mm. Holly Dunn, Love Someone Like Me. Ronnie Millsap, What Goes On When the Sun Goes Down. Or Eddie Raven, Shine, Shine, Shine.
Yeah, I like Eddie Raymond today.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY.